day of stunning developments.
The recount shall commence immediately.
The Bush campaign fights back.
We have no alternative other than to appeal once again to the Supreme Court of the United States.
But the Republicans chalk up wins in Seminole and Martin counties.
All relief requested by the plaintiffs has been denied and judgment entered for the defendants.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Just like the presidential election itself, today's vote in the Florida Supreme Court was very close. In a 4-3 decision, the justices issued orders that could tip the ballot balance in Al Gore's favor. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano has details from Tallahassee.
Rooted in a concern for the rights of voters, this sharply divided court here has rolled into the state tally manually counted votes from Palm Beach and Miami-Dade counties, reducing the Bush lead to 154, and announced the court's Craig Waters ordered the circuit court to search for more votes.
Immediately began a manual recount of the approximately 9,000 Miami-Dade ballots that registered under votes.
And not just the 9,000 ballots kicked out by Miami-Dade machines as having no vote for president, but any county where they haven't manually checked the so-called undervotes. The court-ordered examiners use a standard provided by the legislature where there is a clear indication of the intent of the voter. The circuit court clerk standing by now for the order to begin the count. Lou Miliano, CBS News, Tallahassee.
The state's highest court handed the case back to trial judge Sanders Sauls to supervise the recount, but within the past half hour, it was announced that Sauls has recused himself and a different judge will be assigned to the case. Now this.
Some original music by guitarist Steve Kirk. Some original thinking by Starbucks barista Soraya Knight.
It's actually pretty exciting that the grocery stores are offering Starbucks coffee beans, and what's even more special about it is that they're offering the top six. For example, the breakfast blend, which is in our milder dimensions.
The original Starbucks beans. At grocery, at home, at last.
Jimmy, what's your mom saying?
I don't have any idea.
Everybody loves peanuts.
Just nod your head and say yes, ma'am.
And this year it's a Peanuts Christmas at Hallmark. Right now we're giving away a special edition Peanuts commemorative book free when you buy 3 Hallmark cards.
Not you too, Scruffy.
Capture all the joy of a Peanuts Christmas and pick up your free Peanuts book at participating Hallmark retailers. Limit one per visit while supplies last.
Hoping for a knockout blow to Al Gore, the Bush campaign suddenly finds itself on the ropes. But chief strategist Jim Baker came out fighting, denouncing the state Supreme Court's action.
Its reasoning and result placed the court once again at odds with sound judgments of Florida's lower courts, the Florida legislature, local election officials, and, at least in our view, the United States Supreme Court.
And that's exactly where this case may be headed.
We have no alternative other than to appeal once again to the Supreme Court of the United States for relief. We have already put in motion the process to do that.
For a reaction from the Gore campaign, we go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The vice president's lawyers in Florida jumped and cheered. One proclaimed, "Christmas has come early for Al Gore." Let the count begin, declared campaign chairman William Daley here in Washington.
Then Florida and America will know with certainty who has really won the presidency.
And if recounts give Gore the most Florida votes, it would be harder for the state's legislature to justify naming its own slate of Bush electors.
All of these matters should be resolved by the Florida's judiciary, not by the politicians.
Today's ruling gives Gore new life, but it also will make it harder for him to reunite this country if he somehow manages to win the White House. Live with the Gore campaign in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Earlier today, Bush supporters had reason to cheer when two Florida judges rejected a Democratic challenge to absentee ballots in Seminole and Martin counties. Court Administrator Terry Cass read the announcement.
Despite irregularities in the request for absentee ballots, neither the sanctity of the ballots nor the integrity of the election has been compromised.
That's a clear victory for Bush. Throwing out those ballots could have cost him thousands of votes. Lawyers for the Democrats immediately announced an appeal. Convening in special session, the Republican-controlled Florida legislature held a brief meeting today, laying the groundwork for action next week to name a new set of electors for George W. Bush. The Bush campaign acknowledges that it's been giving Florida lawmakers legal advice. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The buzz around the office water cooler has now shifted to the impending holidays. Everyone has plans. Where are you going? What are you doing? And then comes the question that sends you into a cold, terrible sweat.
Did you buy your tickets yet?
Holidays crept up, didn't they? And now, if you're going to be in that ski chair or dipping your toes in some warm Caribbean water or just heading home, you better make some plans now. Which is why there's Travelocity.com. Use Travelocity's best fare finder to find the best deal on the days you want to travel. Your favorite airport too expensive? Travelocity will automatically search for a lower price flight at another airport within a comfortable distance of your final destination. And with access to over 700 airlines, over 50 rental car companies, and 45,000 hotel properties, you'll have a much better chance of getting a great holiday deal. Travelocity.com. Go virtually anywhere. AOL keyword travel.
The Clinton administration continues to make appeals on behalf of Edmund Pope, the Pennsylvania man convicted of spying in Russia. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is traveling with President Clinton.
In a phone call from here in Nebraska, where he was spending the day, President Clinton spoke with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, making another plea for the release of Edmund Pope. The U.S. is appealing for Pope's release on humanitarian grounds that he needs treatment for bone cancer. And with Russia's Pardon Commission recommending that Pope be released, White House spokesman Jake Seward says there's reason for hope.
Mr. Clinton's visit to Nebraska was his first as president. He made a foreign policy speech at the University of Nebraska in Kearney. With California's power shortage so acute that it's on the verge of blackouts, the state's air quality monitors have eased up. They're allowing the restart of several power plants in Southern California that were shut down when they reached air pollution limits. In Washington State, which normally buys power from California at this time of year, officials are asking people to limit Christmas lights and turn their heat down at night. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You simply fill out one form. Then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's smart, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
Some original music by guitarist Steve Kirk. Some original thinking by Starbucks barista Soraya Knight.
It's actually pretty exciting that the grocery stores are offering Starbucks coffee beans. And what's even more special about it is that they're offering the top 6. For example, the breakfast blend, which is in our milder dimensions.
The original Starbucks beans. At grocery, at home, at last.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate inched up to 4% in November after being at a 30-year low of 3.9% in September and October. The stock market sees that as another sign of a slowing economy, raising the possibility that the Fed will cut interest rates. The Dow gained 95 points. The Nasdaq closed 164 points higher. Fired one day on the job as a shopping mall Santa, Donna Underwood of Beckley, West Virginia, traded her red suit for a sex discrimination suit. Underwood says the mall's management decided they couldn't have a female Santa, even though, in her words, she's fairly heavy set. She lowered her voice, and with the white beard and wig, no one could tell that St. Nick was really St. Nicky. Underwood claims she's a better Santa than many men. She says they're too young and don't have a good ho-ho-ho. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.